Hello and welcome to another webcast. So today with us we have Doa Samet and we're going to talk about Sara Tool. Doa, the stage is yours.
Okay. Hi, my name is Doa Samet. I'm a senior support engineer subject matter expert for Office 365 and Microsoft CSS. Today is one of many EMEA Office 365 webcasts. Today's webcast, we will be discussing Sara. Sara is the support and recovery assistant tool. Our session objectives and takeaways for today, we will have an overview of what is Sara, the features and additions of Sara, some common issues that Sara can help you resolve, troubleshooting using Sara and how to, and what's new in the Sara tool. And the takeaways from this session, hopefully, is understanding the benefits and features of Sara with Office 365 and troubleshooting issues using the Sara tool. Okay, so an overview. What is Sara? Well, Sara is not just a girl's name or a cartoon character. It's actually a tool, a diagnostics tool that we have in Microsoft that helps you resolve many of the issues that you may have in products in Office 365. So it's a support and recovery assistant. It's a customer-facing tool that both users and admins can use on local machines to diagnose and fix selected Office 365 issues. And this tool comes in 20 local languages. Okay, so once you have installed and run the Sara tool, you would find the logs of the Sara tool on the local machine. As explained, this is run on the affected local machine. And the logs are in text files. They would be under Sara logs and Sara results. And we will go into details of these log files later on in the slides. And these, of course, log files can be shared with our support team engineers. Okay, so what can the tool help with? What apps are you able to use on this support and recovery assistant tool in Office 365? Well, the first product or technology is the Office setup, which is the Office Pro Plus setup, which comes with Office 365. It's part of the Office 365 products and technologies. So how can Sara help troubleshoot some of these Office issues? Well, an example of a first issue that you would have is I have an Office 365 subscription, but I don't know where to go to install it. So this option checks the user's Office 365 settings and helps them fix issues that are found. And if there are no issues, the user is offered the option to have the Office 2016 installed. And of course, once there's a new version of Office, the tool will always be updated with the new versions. So here, the support and recovery assistant tool, Sara, examines the computer and runs a series of tests and checks. Here it checks for existing installed versions of the Office client software, and it validates the license, the Office client software subscriptions, and the user's account. So it actually goes in and also validates the user's license. And it validates access to the Office setup. It also validates the user's local admin rights for Office installation tasks and checks system requirements to pre-qualify the user for installation of the latest version. And here, if the user isn't eligible to download the Office Pro Plus, Sara determines and fixes the issue for the user's problem. So it tells the user that the subscription doesn't include the full installable version of Office, or the license wasn't assigned to that user, or the subscription is expired, the desktop doesn't meet the requirements of the Office package, or it finds that there's maybe an earlier version of Office installed. So Sarah may help the user manually install the latest version of Office by providing a download location and simple installation instructions. If there are problems with the installation, Sarah displays the error message, or the user can view the error logs, which we had mentioned in the earlier slide. If Sarah finds installed versions of Office, it displays a list of Office installations that were found on the local machine, and the user decides whether to install the latest version of Office. Of course, at this point, the user has to have admin rights on the machine. Okay. The next common issue within the same product, the Office installation, is I'm having trouble installing or activating the Office 365 products. And this option is used when users can't find the location of like a Project Pro for Office 365 installation, for example. So this option is used when users can't find the location, and what happens is that the tool checks whether the user's account includes a license for that application and checks whether a license is assigned to the user within the user account that is entered, checks whether the user has an expired license, checks whether the subscription contains the specific service that's required to install the application, and checks whether the specific service is enabled or disabled. It also checks the portal itself, any issues, any tenant issues, and checks the availability of the Office download, and checks whether the user has admin credentials on the machine. This enables Office installation. It also does some system requirements and pending some reboot checks if needed. And the result, if the user has a license, Sarah displays installation. If no license for the application, Sarah directs the user to the Office 365 admin. Of course, in that case, the user has to have the admin rights and enter the admin account, the global admin account, and then offer some actions that the admin can take to fix the issue. And if there is a different version installed on the machine, Sarah displays the instructions on the side-by-side installation. Okay, another issue that Sarah can help with is, for example, I have a Visio Pro for Office 365 subscription, but I don't know where to go to install it. So this option is used when users can't find the location of a specific application for Office 365. In this example, it's Visio Pro installation or the instructions. And here, what happens is that the tool checks whether the user's account includes a license for that application. It checks whether a license is assigned to the user. It checks whether the user has an expired or valid license and subscription. Checks whether the subscription contains the specific service. So some subscriptions may not include the specific application that the user is trying to install. Checks whether the specific service is enabled or disabled on that portal or tenant. Checks whether the tenant or portal has any issues. Okay, and it checks the availability of the Office download and checks whether the user has admin credentials to install. And in that, it enables the Office installation. It also does systems checks as previously discussed and pending any reboot checks. So it checks whether the user's computer has a necessary reboot pending after installation. And if the user has the appropriate license, Sarah displays the installation. If no license is displayed, again, Sarah redirects to the admin portal. Another common issue is that a user may have is I've installed Office, but I can't activate it. So here, the tool detects whether Office is installed, and it detects all of the installed Office products. This includes versioning, language, and platform. If no version of Office is installed, it displays a message and checks whether the user has a correct license, whether it has a correct subscription, whether the specific service is enabled or disabled, and whether the tenant has any issues as previously discussed. And it also checks network connectivity to Office activation servers, so our servers, so any firewall blockage. And here, after an antivirus check is done, Sarah provides install or uninstall instructions and provides steps if there are conflicting versions of Office that may not be supported. It points the user towards the correct location on the Office 365 portal from which to install and lists the versions of Office that are available on the computer and provides a link to run and activate. It also offers to run the recovery steps to fix the Office activation. For example, Sarah may find an installation of Office 2013 and a subscription that's entitled to the user for Office 2016. And in that case, installing a later version of Office automatically uninstalls all earlier versions of the Office package. Okay. What else can the tool help with? The next product that the tool can help with is the Outlook client. So it can help with any Outlook client issues. And what's cool about Sarah is that now Sarah is actually incorporated inside the Outlook client, as you can see. If you haven't noticed already, which makes it easier to use. So in the 2016 version of the Outlook client, you will find Sarah already incorporated under the support section here. Some common issues that Sarah can help troubleshoot in the Outlook client is Outlook fails to start, a common issue that users may have. And here it performs readiness checks like network checks, authorization, license checks, protocol, and auto discovery checks, and runs Outlook protocol readiness checks for the user. In result, if Sarah finds a problem, it provides an option to repair the profile if a profile for the given account exists. And Sarah also silently clears any of the cached credentials, which saves a lot of work for the admins. It kills processes that may have locked the user's profile, closes other Office apps like Skype for Business running in the background that may cause conflicts, for example, if the user has issues in his profile, disables hardware graphics, offers to start Outlook in safe mode, provides add-in recovery, restarts Outlook with profile switches, and provides an option to create a new profile to fix the issue. And it offers to restart the local machine if needed. If Sarah encounters an auto-discover error, Sarah offers to monitor the situation, and in that we will see how we can do auto discover monitoring using Sarah in the next slides coming up. Another common issue in the Outlook client that Sarah can help us with is that I need help setting up my Office 365 email and Outlook. Again, saving a lot of work for the admins. This option is used if the user needs help setting up their Office 365 email in Outlook or can't run Outlook with their Office 365 account. And here what Sarah does is verifies whether the user has the correct license, verifies whether the user's account can be accessed, so it verifies password, permission, and so on. It verifies whether the user's end servers, so either our servers or if there is a hybrid deployment scenario, are reachable and running. So auto discovery runs tests on the network DNS CNAME records, so the DNS records, and verifies whether the user's Outlook can be reached on the backend servers, whether it's on the computer or Outlook configurations, and verifies whether the user's Outlook account client is out to date or not. And here, if no profile is found, Sarah offers to create a new profile with the user's Office 365 account. And if Sarah can't find the problem, Sarah suggests that the user contact the Office 365 administrator. In that case, our engineers will be helping the administrator further resolve the issue. And again, the log files will help and resolve the issue when the administrator sends them to our Office 365 engineers. Another common issue is that Outlook keeps asking for my password. This is a very common issue that users may see, being prompted for password. And here, what the tool does is checks network connectivity, it verifies sign-in credentials, verifies that the password and account that is entered is correct, checks whether the user has an expired or valid license, checks whether the subscription contains the specified service required to install Outlook, checks whether the specific service is enabled or disabled, and checks whether the tenant or portal has the available licenses, and if the user has that assigned license for, in that case, Exchange Online, and checks whether the user is present in the Office 365 portal. Credentials checks are either purely managed by Office 365 cloud users or, in hybrid scenarios, federated scenarios. It also checks domain registration and checks auto-discover via the records lookup for that user and via the endpoints. And also it checks auto-discover via HTTP redirect. And it checks the version of the Outlook that is installed. In result, if the Office 365 account is configured as the primary account, Sarah provides an option to repair the profile and makes a backup of the profile registry. Again, saving a lot of work for the administrators here. It also takes a backup of the Outlook data file if the data file is less than 1 gigabyte. And it silently clears the credentials cached. If a profile for that given account exists, Sarah provides an option to repair the profile and again silently clears the cache. If that doesn't fix the issue, Sarah provides an option to create a new profile to fix the issue in this case. Okay, another common issue in the Outlook client that Sarah can help us with is Outlook keeps trying to connect or disconnect, and this option is used if the user has intermittent connectivity issues with his Office 365 account. And here, Sarah obtains auto-discover details based on the installed version of the Outlook client and performs RPC over HTTP or MAPI HTTP tests based on the auto-discover response and validates the auto-discover response. It pings the mailbox and address book endpoints and ports, logs on to the address book endpoints, verifies and does a check name and does a EWS connectivity check, gets the user's availability, verifies the previous connectivity checks for the alternative account. So if there is a archive account or shared mailbox, as per the auto discover response from the server, which might be causing issues, and performs authentication checks to verify that the user's credentials are valid. It also runs license checks and checks whether the MAPI protocol is enabled for the user. And in result, if the Office 365 account is configured as a primary account, then Sarah provides an option to repair the profile and makes a backup of the profile again, the registry and the Outlook data file if the data file is less than 1 gigabyte, and silently clears the cache. If a profile for the given account exists, then Sarah provides an option to repair that profile. And also, if that doesn't fix the issue, Sarah provides an option to also create a new profile in that case. Another Outlook client troubleshooting issue that Sarah can help resolve is that the user is having a problem with a shared mailbox. So here, there's additional questions that Sarah asks to make sure that all of the information is correct and troubleshooting about that shared mailbox. So this option is used if the user has problems opening a shared mailbox or sending and receiving from it. And here it gets the auto-discover details based on the Outlook version installed and validates those auto-discover responses. And it tries to narrow down the scope of the problem again by displaying these additional questions to differentiate between profile and non-profile related problems and between full and send as permissions that the user may have on that mailbox. And it executes a call to an analyzer in the cloud that makes a remote PowerShell call to the Exchange servers to retrieve all the shared mailboxes of the organization and the appropriate list of users who have permissions. So if or if not, that user has the correct permission to access that mailbox. It retrieves from that list the shared mailbox that the user is associated with. If no shared mailbox is found, the user is asked to enter the shared mailbox SMTP address, so the email address he has a problem with, and checks the permission in that case. Okay? And here, Sarah provides an option to create a Office Outlook profile for that user if needed and the corresponding shared mailbox correctly. If Sarah discovers that the user doesn't have the required permission, Sarah displays a message that explains that their admin can provide them permissions. If Sarah can't find the problem, it suggests that the user contact their Office 365 admin and provides a link to a service request form, which they can open a service request with our engineers in Office 365 to troubleshoot the issue. And it also sends a link to the troubleshooting trace logs, which can be sent to the engineers by the admin. The profile creation in this case, it's done as a recovery of the shared mailbox if that is done. The next common issue is I'm having some problems with my calendar in the Outlook client. So this option is used if the user has problems seeing when someone is busy or free, so free busy, and opening a shared calendar or editing or adding or deleting items for a shared calendar, booking a room, whether it be a meeting or a conference room, or with any delegate permissions. Again, additional questions are asked to make sure that we are troubleshooting the issue correctly So to make sure that the tool is troubleshooting the issue correctly. And here it checks user and tenant information. It looks up the sharing permissions that are assigned to other users, and then displays that information for the user in Sarah. And it gets also the auto-discover details based on the Outlook version that's installed. It does the prerequisite connectivity and licensing checks again, validates the auto-discover response, and it tries to narrow down the issue based on the questions that are provided between the permissions, whether it be full or send as permissions, and executes again a call to an analyzer in the cloud that makes a remote PowerShell call to the Exchange server to retrieve all of the shared mailboxes of the organization and the appropriate list of users who should have permission for those calendars, and retrieves that list of the shared calendars the user is associated with. If no shared calendars are found, the user is asked to enter the appropriate shared calendar SMTP address and checks that permission and checks delegate permission, whether they match correctly. So this is used only if the Office 365 account is configured as a primary, and only if the user's auto mapping property is set to false. So Sarah provides an option to create the Outlook profile for the user and to also add the corresponding shared calendar or mailbox correctly. And if Sarah discovers that the user doesn't have the required permission, it displays a message explaining how their admin can provide those permissions. And if it can't fix the issue, also suggests that the user contact their admin as previously discussed and provides a link to a service request form and to the troubleshooting trace logs. Okay. Within the same issue, I'm still having some problems with my calendar. If the user chooses details in the additional questions saying I'm having trouble booking a conference room and getting notifications from them, this option checks permissions and settings for that specific conference room and displays an error if the start date and end date for the reoccurring meetings are outside the user's permissions. For example, if permissions don't include having no end date for the reoccurring meeting, and the user is trying to set a reoccurring meeting without an end date, then they will receive an error. And for example, conference rooms allow for reoccurring meetings for up to 180 days. Okay, again, within the same problem of the shared calendar, if the user chooses the additional questions that he's having some problems with delegate permissions. Here it checks the user and tenant information and the delegate permissions and whether those delegate permissions match those that were selected by the user and provides links for more information about how to set delegate permissions correctly. And Sarah also suggests the user contact their administrator in this case and provides a link to a service request form and to the troubleshooting trace logs. The user here is asked to enter the other person's email address, and the user then chooses whether the delegate permission to that person were delegated by that person, or if they want to grant or revoke permissions to that person. Another important Outlook client common issue that Sarah can help resolve is help me find missing or deleted items in Outlook. And this scenario is to help a user recover email messages that may have been deleted in the past by accident or currently missing and the user can't find them in the Outlook client. And this also saves a lot of work for the IT administrators. So here it performs readiness checks, again, network connectivity issues, tenant validation, license protocol, and mailbox properties, and performs auto discover tests to fetch the Exchange Web Services EWS URL for the user to run to retrieve items from the recover deleted items folder. This is a hidden folder where all permanently deleted items are kept for a certain time based on the default mailbox retention policies from the user or tenant. And it runs diagnostics for connectivity and online offline mode. And establishes a connection to the mailbox in the Office 365 and runs a comprehensive search for missing or deleted items. And it also asks for details about those deleted items, such as email address of the sender. And if the user doesn't remember, he can skip that option, a date range to search for that deleted item. Again, the user can skip if he doesn't remember, and the subject of the email. Also, the user can also skip this step if they don't remember. And it runs a comprehensive search for the recovered deleted items folder of that user. If the items are found in the recovered deleted items, they are displayed for the user, and the user is asked to select the items which they want to recover. The user then can select the inbox folder or subfolder they want to recover and move the item to. If the item is not found in the recovered deleted items folder, Sarah searches all the searchable folders of the user and displays the list of messages for the search criteria. And this includes which folder, in which folder it is present at the moment. And if the items are still not found, the user is then redirected to the Office 365 administrator, and the administrator in that case would get help from the engineers in Microsoft. Another common issue in the Outlook client that Sarah can help with is Outlook keeps hanging or stops. And this option is used when users receive an Outlook not responding error, or it hangs or freezes or stops working all of a sudden. And this is when user is sending emails and the email gets stuck, or Outlook is running very slowly, or Outlook can't send or receive due to connectivity or network issues. And here Sarah runs a series of checks for the connectivity and bandwidth and network, and it checks authorization, license protocol, and auto discovery. It switches from online mode to offline mode, and it may reduce the very large mailbox detects if many accounts or too many folders are there, and it detects the limited local resources, detects service issues, and it displays some traces. As a result, Sarah silently clears the credentials cache. It disables slow add-ins. It updates any antivirus software that may be causing issues and restarts the Outlook profile. And Sarah offers to repair or create a new profile as well, and offers to restart the local machine. Sarah asks whether to run the Outlook in safe mode, and offers to start Outlook with different command line options that can help connectivity issues. If Sarah detects error messages, Sarah provides recommendations. And if all fails in that case, Sarah suggests that the user repairs the data files by using the inbox repair toolkit, or offers to repair the issue. And it explains how to repair the office setup manually. If that doesn't work as well, Sarah suggests options to uninstall and reinstall Office. And if all of that doesn't fix the issue at the end, the user is asked to contact their Office 365 administrator, provides a link to a service request form, and the troubleshooting trace logs. Another issue is when the user selects that they have sending and receiving email issues. So this option is used when the user can't send and receive any emails, and additional questions are asked, whether the emails are stuck or they can't receive them at all. Here, connectivity checks are run by the tool, network connectivity checks, it runs Office 365 readiness checks, it runs mailbox size and usage checks, verifies sign-in credentials, checks quarantine status of the mailbox, it checks DNS MX records, checks Outlook protocol readiness for the user's address, checks version of the Outlook client that's installed, and checks domain registration. As a result, if Sarah finds the problem, Sarah offers to fix it. If it can't find the problem, again, it suggests that the user contact their administrator and provides a link to the service request form and to the troubleshooting trace logs to open a service request with the engineers in Microsoft to further assist. All right, so the Outlook monitoring. As previously discussed in the slides that we discussed before, within the Outlook client, Sarah can help with auto-discover monitoring. When it does checks for the auto-discover, Sarah encounters any of these errors in the first image, okay, and it displays it for the user. In this next image, if Sarah encounters that the auto-discover 401 issue, so it's an unauthorized issue, it displays this screen. So we're having trouble signing in to Office 365. Sarah displays this screen when the issue is that there is an outage of the service. And the fourth one here, if the user chooses monitoring, Sarah minimizes to the system tray. Sarah checks for the service availability every 2 or 3 minutes for the next 30 minutes and notifies the user when the service has been restored. Okay, the monitoring workflow, if Outlook hangs, if Outlook is still not loaded after Sarah has taken all of the recovery actions, and if the user chooses to monitor Outlook, this is the first scenario. When a user chooses the scenario and Outlook fails to start, if all other recovery efforts have failed, Sarah displays this first screen here. Sarah offers to monitor this situation here. In this next screen, if Sarah encounters hang issues, it displays this screen indicating what those issues are. Sarah monitors Outlook in the background for 30 minutes and it displays this message. And when it finds some problems, it displays this next message here and points the user to the logs on the user's local machine and offers to send those logs to Microsoft for us to analyze. The next tool which Sarah can help in troubleshooting is the Outlook for Mac. this is the next product that can or application that Sarah can help in troubleshooting. And it's very similar to the Outlook client issues. So it kind of mirrors the problems that are in the Outlook client issues. So I need help setting up my Office 365 email in Outlook. Outlook for Mac keeps asking for my password. I'm having problems with shared mailboxes. I'm having problems with shared calendars. I'm not going to go into details with these because they mirror basically the ones that we had just discussed in the previous slides. What can the tool help with is that the mobile devices, another app that the tool can help with is the mobile devices. And how can the tool help us with the mobile devices? Some common issues is that mobile devices keep asking for password. And here again, the tool checks for network connectivity, verifies sign-in credentials, checks whether the user has the correct subscription, the correct license, the tenant or portal has the correct available license, checks whether the subscription contains the specified service, and it does some domain checks, auto-discover checks, as previously discussed, similar to the Outlook client issues. And here the result, if the account is an Office 365 account and it's configured as a primary account, and if a profile for that given account exists, Sarah provides an option to repair the profile and makes a backup as discussed previously. Another common issue is on my mobile device, I can't sync my Office 365 emails, or I'm having trouble connecting to my mobile device. So this issue is very common in mobile devices that Sarah can help in resolving. And these two options troubleshoot the Exchange Active Sync on that mobile device. If there are multiple devices, you're asked to select a device from the lists. Both options run the same diagnostics checks. They check network connectivity issues, credentials, tenant or portal information, the licenses, the Exchange Active Sync protocol access, if it's enabled for that user, and it contains a list of the different mobile devices that the user can select for that service and validates folder synchronization and checks auto-discover. If Sarah finds no mobile device associated with account, Sarah provides a link on how to set up a new mobile device and connect to Office 365. If Sarah doesn't detect a problem, if the user has selected the second problem, which is I'm having trouble connecting from my mobile device, Sarah offers to reset the device partnership. If the user selects this option and he has multiple devices, they select the device from a list from the next screen. After that, Sarah resets the device, which removes all of the emails that the user sees, and it starts a resync process with the device after 5 minutes. Another app that the Sarah tool can help in is the Outlook web app, or an otherwise called OWA, or Outlook on the Web. And some common issues that Sarah can help in resolving in OWA is that I can't run Outlook on the web, or I don't know how to find or run Outlook on the web. And this option is used when users can't run OutlookOffice365.com. And here, the following prerequisite checks are performed for all OWASP issues, which are the network connectivity checks, the authentication to verify the user's sign-in credentials, verifies whether the user has the correct license by checking the license to determine whether the user has an Exchange Online license assigned. Okay, and it also checks the CAS mailbox if the user has a hybrid deployment scenario. And it also checks to improve the OWA enable property that is meant for OWA instead of the MAPI enable property that's meant for Outlook. And checks auto discover to fetch the user's OWA URL. And verifies whether the user's backend server, whether it be his local Exchange server in a hybrid scenario, or our servers are reachable through auto-discover, network checks, DNS record checks, and so on. And the result here is that Sarah starts Outlook on the web in the user's selected browser, and it starts Outlook on the web in private mode for the user's selected browser if needed, and clears any browser cached information that may be causing issues. Similar to the Outlook client issues, I'm having problems with shared mailboxes or shared calendars. So these options are used if the user is having trouble opening the shared mailbox or the shared calendar, and the same checks are run here. So I don't want to go through them because we have already discussed them in the previous slides. All right, so what else can the tool help with is advanced diagnostics. So diagnostic log collection. Here you can use this to help do advanced troubleshooting that's based on Outlook logs and other relevant information such as registry key entries. So it is especially used when Outlook hangs or crashes or whether the issue can be reproduced on demand. And here there are performance diagnostics checks that are run, helps the user logs in Outlook be done, and as a result, Sarah captures the issue in a log file, and the administrator is then able to send those log files to our support team for further assistance. Within the advanced diagnostics, you can also check the Exchange Online network connectivity, and here it confirms it's running on the local machine. Office 365 Client Performance Analyzer is run. It checks the device that is connected to an active network, and it confirms the DNS server, and it confirms the SSL certificate, and confirms that Outlook can be reached on the IP. And as a result, it checks also the Exchange network connectivity scenarios, and a log file is stored, a diagnostics report, which can also be provided for further assistance with Microsoft engineers. The tool also has an option at the end to provide feedback. So users must submit their feedback before they close the Sara tool, and this helps us enhance the tool, and we're always happy to hear your voice. Some known issues within the tool is users may get the following error when trying to install Sara on their machine. To solve this problem, please remove the existing Office 365 support and recovery assistance tool and reinstall it. If you're running support and recovery assistance on a Windows Vista, sometimes the application may crash after launch, and the Sierra team is further investigating this issue and will be resolving it soon, hopefully. Okay, what's new in Sierra? There's a feature that's new in Sierra for in the Outlook client issues for different search issues that Sierra can help troubleshoot. So this is a new option that is out last month, I believe. Sierra also lets record a diagnostic log of the problem. So it closes Outlook to collect the logs in this case. And again, these logs can be later provided to the engineers in Microsoft by the administrator to further assist. And it also collects the logs for the Outlook logs and profile data. Also, the new feature is if Outlook fails to start, you can choose the option that Outlook displays an error window on start. Addition here is logs are collected as well. Okay, I would like to thank you for attending this session today, and I hope it was beneficial for you, and I hope to see you again in the coming webcasts. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Doa. Awesome presentation as always. Guys, if you need to see more videos like this one, or short videos or long videos, don't forget to go to our Wiki page that is on the screen. Thank you. See you next time.